AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Today, we made a difference.
Senator Susan Collins of Maine, after the Senate passed bipartisan legislation to protect same-sex marriages. Lisa Dwyer has more.
It's an extraordinary sign of shifting national politics on the issue and a measure of relief for hundreds of thousands of same-sex couples who have married since the Supreme Court's 2015 decision that legalized gay marriage nationwide. The bill ensures that same-sex and interracial marriages are enshrined in federal law.
Oath Keepers founders Stuart Rhodes and Kelly Meggs, who led the Florida chapter, have been found guilty of seditious conspiracy for plotting an armed rebellion to stop the transfer of power after the 2020 presidential election. The rarely used Civil War era charge calls for up to 20 years behind bars. Three other associates were cleared of that charge. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Ukraine will one day become a member of the alliance.
Our meeting here in Bucharest is sending a strong message of NATO unity and of sustained support for Ukraine.
It's a commitment that NATO leaders made 14 years ago, but some say it led in part to Russia's invasion. A Walmart employee who says she barely missed being shot last week in gunfire that left six co-workers dead has filed a $50 million lawsuit. Norman Hall has details.
The lawsuit filed in court in Chesapeake, Virginia, says Walmart allegedly continued to employ the shooter, a store supervisor, despite what it calls Andre Bing's known propensities for violence, threats, and strange behavior. The plaintiff is Danya Priolo. She alleges that she has experienced post-traumatic stress disorder, including physical and emotional distress. Walmart, which is headquartered in Bentonville, Arkansas, said in a statement that it was reviewing the complaint and will respond as appropriate in court. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. Actor Clarence Gilyard Jr. has died at the age of 66. That news from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where he taught acting. Margie Zaraletta has a look at his career.
I just appreciate your confidence in me, Walker.
Clarence Gilyard Jr. was famous for playing James Trevette on Walker, Texas Ranger and Conrad McMasters on Matlock.
You better be right, because it looks like this last one's going to take a miracle.
His film roles include playing the computer villain in Die Hard and Sundown, the radar intercept officer in Top Gun. Gilyard said in a 2002 AP interview he jumped at the chance to play Bruce Barnes in the Left Behind movies because he was a Christian.
If there's a heaven and there's a hell, are you getting ready for one or the other? And that's what we're talking about.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
At the World Cup, the U.S. advances to the knockout round with a 1-0 victory over Iran. Netherlands next, that match Saturday. And England advances, beating Wales 3-0. Senegal also in. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.